The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Merry Christmas. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, husband, and fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing?
Fabulous. How are you?
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. And our special guest, 3 weeks in a row, Gary Woods, co-owner of Woody's Fireplace. Good morning.
Well, good morning and Merry Christmas to you, Jackie and Patrick.
Thank you for being here during the holidays with us. We enjoy our conversations with you, and I have a feeling today's going to be an excellent conversation with you. We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we answer real estate questions. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been appraising, listing, and selling real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, if you can email us a question, if you have a question, at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if you'd like to suggest a topic for the show, something we haven't covered, send it to us.
We have a lot of people out there that listen to the show that have some fascinating ideas or run businesses or someone politically involved that may want to bring a topic on our show so that we can discuss how it affects real estate in our area or something about a house that we haven't yet reviewed. Please contact us anytime at questions@jruddy.com. View our listings, search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, where we also have all our archive radio shows. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Gary Woods, co-owner of Woody's Fireplace, let me know where you are, what you do, how you do it, please.
Woody's Fireplace is located on Route 11 in Larksville, Pennsylvania, and we're located our second store in Route 6 in Honesdale, just east of town. We sell, deliver, install, service, maintain fireplaces and stoves, burning wood, gas, coal, and pellet. And we've been doing it longer than most anybody. We started in 1976. We're still under the same ownership and management. That's my wife and myself. And our youngest son is involved in our business and takes over when my wife and I aren't around. All of the work done by Woody's Fireplace is done by our employees. We use no subcontractors. My son Michael and myself have trained everyone that works for us and continue to maintain a high standard of excellence for all of the work we're doing.
You have showrooms in both locations.
We have a large showroom in both Honesdale and Larksville with 55 burning units in over 55 actually in Larksville because we're adding to that, and over 35 in Honesdale of functioning fireplaces and stoves burning wood, coal, gas, and pellets.
Excellent. Okay. So the last 2 weeks, we've obviously talked about all the various types of stoves out there, fireplaces, so on and so forth. How long does it take to install a unit, fireplace, stove, please?
Okay, we're going to have to break that down a little bit. If you've got a stove going into an existing chimney, and that's whether it's a coal stove or a wood stove, it's going to take us about 2 hours on site because we need to inspect your chimney. We need to make sure the breaching, and that's the thimble where the pipe's going to go through the wall, is properly installed and we don't see any problems with it. And we're going to go over that whole system and install the stove. And if the weather's permitting, we're going to put a fire in it. We're going to make sure everything is operating the way it's supposed to. That's going to take somewhere around 2 to 2.5, maybe 3 hours, depending if we find something we have to fix or repair. But when we're doing an install, if the chimney's dirty, we're cleaning it. Whatever has to happen, we're taking care of that. And it's in our price. We run on a standard cost system, and that's putting a stove into an existing chimney. Now, if you don't have a chimney and we're building you a Class A metal chimney, which is really the best chimney you're ever going to get because a masonry chimney cannot meet the standards of factory-built chimneys. First of all, factory-built chimneys are round, and that's the way all chimneys should be built. They shouldn't be square, and they should never be rectangular. That is the worst chimney you could ever have, would be a rectangular flue. So we're going to put in a metal chimney, Class A metal chimney. We're going to be at your house all day. It's going to be a 7 or an 8 hour project at your house. So just think about that. That's going to be more expensive than doing the other thing. But we're going to have to install that chimney either through the wall up the side of your house or through the ceiling and directly through the roof. And in most cases, if there's no chimney, we're going to do hearth protection. We're going to have to put something on the floor. Depending on the stove, we may have to fireproof walls. So sometimes that can be a two-day installation.
Sure.
Now, if we're doing a fireplace, whether it's a gas fireplace or a wood-burning fireplace, most all of them are gas today, it depends on how much of the job you're having us do. If we're going to do a complete stone fireplace, 8 foot high, ceiling, 6 foot wide, and we're doing either cultured or natural stone, we're going to be in your house one day to install the box, one day to frame the box, and 2 days to stone it to get a proper job done. And it's going to look, if we do the job, it's all our people, it's going to look like it's been there forever. It's not going to look brand new. It's going to be brand new, but it's going to, if you want a stone fireplace, it's going to fit your house. If the design is in parallel to what you have in your house, then it's going to look like it's been there and it fits well.
So it's not going to stick out like a sore thumb.
That's
like
correct.
It shouldn't be there.
That's right. We want to make sure it fits with what you're doing. And frequently we're doing a lot of fireplaces with custom mantle work and marble and granite work. And this is where our customers they get some special treatment because we do complete stone fabrication in our own stone shop in Larksville, where we do all of our own marble and granite work. So we can do things on fireplaces and stove installations that none of our competition could ever do because they don't have the shop we have. It costs us, when I did my shop over there, it cost me over $300,000 for the equipment and the setup in our stone shop. Most stove shops in the area don't have that kind of money to invest in equipment. Now, that's a fireplace. So we've taken a fireplace, we've taken stoves. Now, pellet stoves. Pellet stoves and direct vent coal stokers. These don't need chimneys. We can install most of these in any construction, existing or new construction, in 4 or 5 hours. It's a wall penetration, much like your gas fireplace is, but we don't have the finishing materials that we have to deal with when you're doing a fireplace. So in the fireplace, we've got about 3 days of framing, finishing for stone or marble or granite mantle and such. And in a direct vent coal stoker or pellet stove installation, we're out of there in 5 or 6 hours. And it's a working stove. It's actually connected to a thermostat on the wall heating your house.
So when you're doing these type of installations and people are occupying the property, obviously they're living there, do they have to remove the furniture from that room or cover the furniture? What do you expect of the homeowner?
Well, we're not going to do any dirty work in most homes. Okay, the dirtiest thing we do would be applying the stone, but we're mixing the cement outdoors. Everything is being covered in the room as far as the floor goes. We would like all the furniture moved back if we're doing a complete fireplace. And if we're doing a complete fireplace, then a couple of sheets over the furniture would be a good idea. Everything else we do, we're not going to make much dust or dirt at all. We're going to do all of the floor protection, and all of our crews are going to take precaution so that when we leave, you will not know that we were there other than the stove will be done. And we make sure that happens, and I get phone calls continuously at the office on people complimenting our crew on the work they did and the condition they left their home in. They just can't believe that they had workmen in the house because nothing is out of place.
You have a saying, Pat.
Yeah, I used to work for an electrician. He says, you can always judge the quality of the job by the cleanup. That's what he told me.
I agree with that. And, you know, when we leave, there shouldn't be evidence of us having been there other than the appliance or the fireplace being completed and working.
Nice. Okay. I can certainly appreciate that. Now, these appliances, stoves, fireplaces, what have you, do they need to be serviced and cleaned? And if so, how often, please?
Every appliance is going to have a little different routine for it. The gas appliances, for example, whether it's a fireplace, a stove, an insert, they should be serviced once a year. The manufacturers actually recommend that. Now, on a natural gas appliance, you can probably get away with 2 years. Natural gas is much cleaner. On all of the appliances, the homeowner should be taking the glass off and keeping the glass clean, because you do get certain chemical reactions taking place inside of a fireplace, and you will get a white cloud on the inside of the fireplace. That doesn't indicate there's anything wrong. It's a reaction between certain chemicals in the gas, whether it's propane or natural, reacting with during combustion, other chemicals that are present inside the fireplace. You really need to remove that material. On propane, it's about a once a month. On natural gas, it's about every 6 months.
What do? You clean the glass with Windex?
Do not use Windex.
Okay, what do you use?
You need to go to your stove shop and buy the proper material for doing that.
Okay.
Okay, because the Windex has chemicals we don't want in there, and we want you to use the right material to get it completely off. Your glass on your fireplace is a window. If you stand in front of a window and you feel the sun shining on you, that's because your window's nice and clean. If you had a roll-up shade and pulled it down, the heat stops. If you let cloudiness or dust of any kind build up on the inside of that glass, the glass is now getting hotter than it wants to get. And it's actually retarding the flow of heat coming out of your fireplace. And as that occurs and it gets cloudier and cloudier, you're going to etch that onto the face of the glass. In which case, once that happens to a certain point, you can't get it off.
You can't get it off.
That's bad.
So you're just cleaning the glass, or you're going to clean the inside of the unit?
No, don't touch the firebox interior. It's only the glass you got to worry about.
Okay.
Now, that takes care of your gas appliances. On pellet stoves, you need to maintain them on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, and then also the number of tons of pellets. Not really a big chore if it's a stove that I'm familiar with, the kind that we sell. There are some stoves out there that are nightmares. You got to shut them down almost every day to clean them. Coal stoves, you need to tend it every day, but all you're doing is putting coal in the hopper, emptying the ash pan. It takes 5 minutes. The important annual maintenance with a coal stove is once a year, and it's really critical you do it at the end of the burning season, because that and a pellet stove at the end of the burning season has dust in it. If you let that material sit there and sit there all summer long, it's no longer dust. It reacts with moisture, and it becomes a rock. It attaches itself to everything, corrodes the heck out of the inside of your fireplace or inside of your stove, coal stoker, or pellet stove. It makes it very difficult to clean, and you'll never get a proper cleaning after that.
So servicing these units in this, say, in the springtime?
In the springtime is the best time if you want to add life to the appliance.
And who doesn't want to add life,
well,
right?
It's that procrastination thing that that does occur in the human animal. We put things off a little bit, but what happens is you will pay for that if you put that off, because it will be more expensive to clean, it'll be more difficult to clean, and certain parts aren't going to last as long if you don't clean it timely, that is when you shut it off.
Well, if you like it or love it, you just want to keep it longer, so it makes sense, but like you're... Schedules are busy. People forget, I guess.
That's correct. It does happen, but just remember, you will pay a price because it will shorten the life.
Right. Okay. We're headed towards the break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
We have a two-unit foreclosure located at 1417 Cornell Street in Scranton for only $59,000. This house has two two-bedroom apartments and a large detached two-car garage. This could be a good deal for the right buyer. This is a foreclosure, so the buyer will have to pay the full transfer tax. Also, the radiators have been removed and the utilities are not turned on. This home is in good condition and does have replacement windows. So if you're interested in a two-unit foreclosure, give us a call about 1417 Cornell Street in Scranton for only $59,000.
Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Grady Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Reddy from Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jreddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Reddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry Christmas to Gary Woods, owner, co-owner of Woody's Fireplace. Good morning again, and Merry Christmas.
Well, good morning and Merry Christmas to you, Jackie, and you, Patrick, and it's nice to be here in the holiday season.
And we're happy to have you. How do we get in touch with you at Woody's Fireplaces, please?
Woody's Fireplace is relatively easy to find. When you type us in on the internet, we're going to come up almost every time anywhere you look. But woodysfireplace.com is our website, and you'll find a lot of interesting things there. Woody at Woody's Fireplace is my email address. It's Woody, W-O-O-D-Y, at Woody's, W-O-O-D-Y-S, fireplace.com. And you can always call us that old-fashioned way at 800-468-7855. And we have two great locations, Route 11 in Larksville. I've been there for many, many years. And we started in Larksville. And our store in Honesdale since 1987, and that is east of town on Route 6.
Okay, before the break, we were talking about installation, how long it takes on various items. We also talked about cleaning and service. Springtime would be the time to remember to clean these items. They do need to be maintained. They do need to be serviced. Okay, now, do fireplaces, stoves get hot enough where they can burn someone?
You bet they do. All of our heating systems, which are located usually in a basement garage or a furnace room of some sort, get very hot, but they're removed, and all we're distributing is either hot water, and actually hot water is going to burn you too if you touch a hot water pipe on a hot water system. The old steam radiators were much more dangerous than anything we're selling today, but you do want to respect the temperature, especially on the glass of the gas units. Now, there are safety devices, screens that are used as safety devices available to place in front of these. But if it's going to heat your house, it's going to generate that kind of temperature. It's going to be hot that you're going to burn yourself if you touch it. But most units, usually only on the front if it's a gas appliance. Pellet stoves, pretty much on the front and a little bit on the top edge. Coal stoves, pretty much everywhere. Wood stoves, pretty much everywhere. So there are some products on the market. There's some little screens you can put around them. There are child guard fences that you can totally enclose it like a little yard to keep little ones away. Don't worry about the animals or the pets, because if they're an animal or a pet that likes warmth, they're going to snuggle up to that thing, never touch it, but get close enough to feel it. If they're one of the guys that doesn't like the warm air, they're going to head for the other end of the house.
Okay. So those screens don't prevent the heat from coming out?
No, we're talking something like a fence you'd put around your All house. Right. They're fairly open.
Okay.
They don't restrict. We have
it's
them
just
on
for safety.
Yeah, for safety for little ones.
Right.
Because little ones may not have learned yet that it's hot, don't touch it. And we have that kind of product on display at both showrooms.
Great. Can the glass on the fireplace ever be removed? Other than for cleaning purposes, so people want to take that glass off to see the actual open fireplace.
To get more heat into the room.
Well, that's not going to work on anything that is a balanced direct vent system. Those units are required to have the glass on for operation, or they're not going to operate properly, and they would definitely create a problem within your house. because you need to keep it closed. That's the only way it's going to bring in outside air for combustion. It's the only way it's going to force the exhaust to go out the same way. Now, there are gas log assemblies that have been placed into wood-burning fireplaces, and those units normally have a glass door on the front of them. Those can be open while they're burning, provided you have the flue completely and fully open. Then there's another variety of appliance out there, the updraft or B-vent gas-only fireplace. Those doors were sort of optional on those. Some had doors, some didn't, some it could be added to. But on all the gas units that are balanced direct vent, it is imperative you keep the door on it. The glass, it's not meant to be a swinging open door. That's why you need a tool or gloves or something to get those off and then put them back on. They just don't swing open.
Okay, gotcha. So they're very hard to remove.
It takes a little work to get them off, and they're not meant to stay open, no.
Can someone mount a flat screen TV above their fireplace?
I get that question a lot today because flat screen TVs are very prevalent. But here's what happens. I have no problem with it, but you may have a problem with it if you put it in the direct line of the heat. Now, all these flat screen TVs, and we all own them, if you read them, they tell you to not put them in a direct line of heat. So basically, if you have a gas fireplace, there is a line of heat coming out the front of the unit. And it's my opinion that if you shield it enough, in other words, you have a 6 or 8 inch mantle that extends from the wall in front of the face of this flat screen, it's not going to get any warmer there than it is on the opposite wall of that room. So you're shielding it. You're just not directing the heat directly underneath that flat screen, because I think that would cause you a problem. Other than that, you shouldn't have a problem with it.
I see them all the time, flat screen TVs. In fact, we have one above a fireplace.
Ours is shielded.
And ours is shielded. Okay.
That's the right way to do it.
You just said about the log set. So let's get back to that. There's log sets in fireplaces, and the glass can be open when you use a system like that. Can the log set in that stove, in that fireplace, can it be ever changed?
Well, again, we got to look at different appliances. If you have a direct vent appliance, it is a gas combustion system. And what you have is a gas combustion chamber. The logs are part of that gas combustion chamber. Unless you're a gas engineer, you should not be rearranging them. You should never change them or substitute. If you need logs for that unit, you must, by code and for proper operation, go to the manufacturer, give them the model and serial number, and order a direct replacement set. It'll be exactly the same as the ones you have. Now, when you go to a wood-burning fireplace that has a gas log set in it, you can change the entire gas log set. But that's a different animal totally. That's a discrete appliance that goes into, and by the way, gas logs themselves, vented gas logs, can only be installed into a working wood-burning fireplace. So if your fireplace had some deficiencies, simply putting a gas log into it doesn't solve those. Okay, now you can put a gas insert into that fireplace if it had deficiencies in the flue or the damper or rust or rot or something like that. That would be allowed, but you could never put a gas log. And the biggest difference is the amount of waste heat that's going to go up that chimney. It would be hazardous if it wasn't a good working system.
Okay, gotcha. Gosh, you know a lot of stuff.
I've been doing this for
like
a long time.
You are like an encyclopedia of information.
Here's the advantage I have. I have a huge advantage. I've been doing this for 37 years. I have learned it a bit at a time. When I hire new employees that come in, I invite them to stay with me, follow me, listen, because you'll never learn this in 1 or 2 years.
Never.
What I've learned, and my wife is as knowledgeable about all this stuff, other than some of the engineering things, as I am. My son, well, he thinks he knows more than I do.
Well, how old is he?
But he's only 32, okay. And he's getting close. I mean, the kid's really learning a lot, and he's been exposed to this since the age of 14. So
sure.
He's been at this for a very long time. And he is, and a lot of people look to him other than me because he has a lot of hands-on experience with the more recent products than I do. I don't work on the road anymore.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. So what do you have in your house, Gary?
I get that question. So I have a couple of different brands of products in my house. And they're brands that I sell. and they're brands that we're very comfortable and proud of. But we have gas fireplaces in our house, gas stove unit for heating purposes in our house. We keep one traditional wood-burning fireplace that gets used, 10, 15, maybe 20 times a year if we're lucky. The gas fireplace in our bath and master bedroom is on every day, weather permitting or requiring. The one in our living room right now works and covers our living room most of the time. The one in our lower level, it is the only heat I have in the lower level. So we use these gas appliances, even though I have a 94% efficient gas furnace in my home. The efficiency is in the furnace room. It's not upstairs. So if I want my bedroom heated quickly and consuming a small amount of gas, I use the fireplace in the corner. It does a better job.
So you don't just talk the talk, you actually walk it too. So we like to hear that. Why does that little flame in my gas appliance need to stay on?
Well, it needs to stay on because what you're describing there is a standing pilot system. The standing pilot, the flame impinges upon a device called a thermocouple. That is what is called a safety valve. That is required on almost every gas appliance in the United States. And it's a fail-safe device. If the flame blows out, the gas shuts off. If the flame or the fire box got too hot, the gas would shut off. So no matter too hot, too cold, no flame, too much flame, it shuts off. Now, today's appliances are IPI, standing for intermittent pilot ignition. You don't have to have a standing pilot. It doesn't have to be on 12 months out of the year. In northern climates like we have here, all the IPI units have a switch on them that says IPI, and the alternate would be continuous pilot. So instead of getting underneath your unit, turning the valve from off to pilot, you're shaking your head. Nobody can see this, but she's shaking her head. She's done this. You have to turn it to pilot, push it in, and you need three hands to do this.
Oh, yes, you do.
Because you got to get looking where the pilot flame is supposed to be, and you have to push the little piezo ignition system to spark it. And you got to be careful not to fill the appliance with gas because it can blow up. And it does happen. That's why you have to be careful. The first thing you do if you're trying to do that is ensure that you have a spark. If there's no spark, don't do anything. You can always safely light them by taking the glass off. But on the IPI, you push the little buttons that says continuous pilot. It's like magic. There's a pilot there. And that's all you ever have to do. And the house current is what's helping that to operate. And if you lose house current, the battery backup swings into action and does it for you. But the advantage you have with a pilot, traditional safety pilot, that little bit of heat is generating carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, water vapor, basically a lot like human breath. Insects and critters will avoid that chimney or vent system because they sense the presence of humans. They don't like us any more than we like them. So they just stay away.
Stay away.
Yes.
Great. I didn't know that. Okay, we have had three wonderful discussions with you 3 weeks in a row, Gary. Gary Woods from Woody Fireplaces. Once again, your contact information, phone and web.
Okay. Woody'sFireplace.com. Type us in on any computer or smart device. You're going to find all of our information. That is our website. And email direct address for me is Woody, W-O-O-D-Y, at Woody's, W-O-O-D-Y-S, fireplace.com. Or the old-fashioned way, use the telephone, 800-468-7855.
Thank you so much, Gary. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you. You too.
Pat?
Yes, we have a beautiful three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home in Dunmore at 529 6th Street for $169,000. This home has been perfectly maintained. It has a first-floor laundry room and a half-bath. It has a beautiful natural woodwork, built-ins, a ductless AC on the first floor. It has replacement windows, a newer roof, a B-dry system in the basement. It also has a landscape yard that's fenced in and a concrete rear patio. It also has a detached two-car garage. So if you're looking in Dunmore, check out 529 6th Street, a three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home for only $169,000.
Thank you, Pat. During the week, remember to visit us at jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, and then remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.